When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. May what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, welcome to Friday's podcast. We're going to get right into it. I want to talk about emotional intelligence. So one of the biggest things that I've worked to develop throughout my career, specifically probably the last 3 to 4 years, is really developing emotional intelligence. What I mean by that is totally taking sovereignty of my emotions, right? What we do know is there's three things we can control, and I'll give you a caveat that God gave us. One is thoughts. You are the master of your thoughts. You are the one creating your thoughts. Number two is the actions based on the thoughts. And number three is your emotions. And they kind of have this feedback loop, right? You see something within the physical reality. What a lot of people don't realize, it's being manifested from the inside. It's your thoughts that's being manifested in the physical reality, right? But your emotion triggers thoughts that can make you take action. So it's like this vicious feedback loop, right? It could be good or bad. It could be good or bad. And then God gave you free will. So as we talk about emotion, right, emotion is something that we can control, but emotion often comes from deep-rooted subconscious mind programming. So somebody says something to you, and because of your subconscious mind programming, they could be programmed when you're a child, it triggers a thought that creates an emotion that makes you react, right? And so when we can learn to master our emotions, we actually take all of our sovereignty back from anybody within the physical world. Right now, it's not an easy thing to do, right? Say you come home, you know, you come home from a long day of work, you had a really stressful day with your boss. You come home and your spouse has been home all day, right? The dishes are piling up and, you know, the toilets, pee's left on the toilet seat, whatever it is. You know those situations. And you come home and you say something like, you could have helped out. And they're like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. And then you're just triggered, right? And then it spirals. That one comment turns into a massive emotional reaction, and you've lost control of your emotions. And what's happened is you're giving away your power. And then the other person gets pissed off and gives away their power. And then it becomes two people completely losing control of their emotions, and their thoughts go crazy. And then you start saying shit that was done in the past, and you start bringing up old memories. And then it causes this vicious cycle, and then you don't manage the emotion, and you don't apologize, and you don't let it forgive. And then it goes into the next day, that turns into a weekend fight. Next thing you know, we're breaking up, and it's because we're not controlling our emotions. Now, how do you control your emotions? So what I've been doing is I've been controlling my thoughts. Now, if somebody tells me that I'm XYZ, the responsibility that I have is, do I believe that? So if somebody calls you, you're a bad father, right? So if you're a parent and somebody's like, you're a bad father, right? Is that truly what you believe? But that's a triggering thing, right? That's a triggering thing. But by mastering your thoughts that I am a good father, that I am, you're taking sovereignty of your emotions. So when that thing is said to you, you have the ability and the right and the sovereignty to control that emotion and deflect it back to the person and say, no, I am a good father. I have facts, figures, numbers, logic. There's no reason for me to believe that narrative. So I'm going to stand tall in my truth and I'm not going to react to that. And I'm just going to provide solutions because there is no problem. Right now, if there is a problem, then you take responsibility for that problem. You handle the situation and you handle the problem. It's simple. Provide solutions, stay non-emotional, and keep moving through your life. Unless you want to accept all this trauma and drama from all these people around you trying to project their field onto you to lower your frequency. Now, if you believe it, that's a different story. But I don't believe that you believe the thing. So if a teacher, when you were younger, told you you were worthless, and that's deep in your subconscious mind programming, you have to rewire that. That you are not worth this, that you are powerful, that you are strong, that you are worthy, that you are, every single person is worth it. But that takes emotional intelligence. It takes practice, just like a swimmer getting ready for the Olympics, just like a baseball player getting ready to go, you know, play pros, just like a football player, just like anybody. Subconscious mind programming affirmations take tons and tons of practice. It's where somebody, boom, hits you with something. You're like, boom, right away. You look at the situation. You try to get to origin. Once you get to origin, you identify, is there truth to it? If there's not truth to it, you go into the origin of what the problem is and you solve the problem. You take the emotion out of it. Somebody's coming at you and say, you're this, you're this, you're this. What's the issue? What is the problem? And you find the problem, you solve the problem, you stay in a non-emotional and you become a mirror reflection to that person. Because they're projecting onto you if they're trying to lower you down or call you names. Does that make sense? So as you go through this process, it's about really, really trying so hard to take control of your emotions. Because if we keep giving away our power to other people, we're just a bunch of emotional wrecks. We're running around and it's like we're making decisions based on emotion and we're making decisions that aren't truly embodied for who we truly are and for our greater good because we're making it based on someone else's perception of us. And that's not fair to you. That's not fair to your family. That's not fair to your legacy. So what I want to wrap this up with is, what do you believe? You know, do you believe that you are the greatest all time? Do you believe the things that people are saying to you? And if you do, then you have to ask yourself, why? Why? And if there isn't truth to that, and you're just believing it because you're trying to be a people pleaser or you don't think you're worthy, then you need to really sit down and do a self-reflection on that because you are worthy. You are worth it. You are amazing. So you failed in business. You failed in a relationship. You made a mistake. We all fucking make mistakes. It's 100% guaranteed. 100% guarantee that you got to pay your taxes. You're going to die and you're going to make mistakes. I always say make mistakes, just don't make them fatal. Every mistake can be fixed. Every fuck up can be fixed. We say that in a business. Everyone can be fixed. It's about being honest with yourself. And working to master your emotions. And the way that we do this through mastery is looking at and say, I'm you guys. We are all a mirror reflection of each other. If people are always angry in your life, then that's probably a mirror reflection of your energy, your vibration. When you start to see people who are happy, who are motivated, who are inspired, that means that your internal is changing. Because when you close your eyes and you activate that pineal gland, your pineal gland is a powerful manifestation machine. You start to clean up that pineal gland. You start to visualize like Jacob saw God face to face. Then he fell asleep and he saw a ladder going up and down the ladder, saw the light, right? When you start to manifest and control those thoughts, then you control your emotions. You become a sovereign being. You don't have to get rid of your social and run from the government and go out into the forest. You become a sovereign being because no longer is the news affecting you. No longer is X's affecting you or the economy affecting you or all these different things, all these different paradigms of your parents that didn't love you or whatever it is, because you know who you are. And it allows you to be more empathetic to other people and allow them to play in the sandbox with themselves. And you will be there for them and you'll be standing tall with confidence because you are the greatest of all time. So I hope that message reaches you well. You know, let's get back control of our emotions, especially this year. That's why I bring this up, because 2024 is going to come with a lot of chaos, guys. And if you're not mentally ready for this, if you're not mentally ready for this transition and being able to control your emotions, therefore controlling your thoughts, therefore controlling your actions, knowing that you have free will to make yourself have a great life, then it's going to be a really, really bumpy road, guys. This is your world. You can control it. God is the creator. You're out here reacting to what God gave you. God gave you thought, gave you the ability to take action, to control your emotions, and most of all, he gave you free will to make decisions. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise.